שלום לכולם, אנחנו קוראים בחוברת הפסח עמוד 178, מאמר מהו אם בלעו את המרור לא יצא.
Hello everyone, we're reading from the booklet of Passover. And with the above we will understand.
עמוד 178 בחוברת הפסח טור ב', דבר המתחיל הוא באמור נבין.
And with the above we will understand.
אמרו חז"ל, אם בלעו את המרור לא יצא.
Our sages said, if they swallowed the maror, it didn't come out. The Holy Ari said that maror is equal in gematria to the word death, mavet. We need to understand what is the hint in maror being equal to death in gematria, the numerical value, which are the dinim, the judgments by which the klipot hold on. We should interpret that it's like we say that the maror, why do we eat it? Because the Egyptians, maror means a bitter type of lettuce. Because the Egyptians made the Israelites' life bitter through hard work. And the matter of hard work was that the children of Israel wanted to exit the rule of the Egyptians, which is called self-love. And when they overcame and did something in order to bestow, then immediately the thoughts of the Egyptians came to them, and they asked the questions of the wicked ones, which was, what is the benefit of this work, to work for the Creator? And every time they overcame, the questions of the Egyptians came. And this is called hard work.
All that is in order to chin men towards connection. We have a great problem. We are constantly trying to resolve the problems alone. Hence, we do not succeed. And the simple, easy solution is if we resolve the problem together, if we understand that all the work is specifically to connect, and against that the questions are given, and the moment one is looking through the group, there is no question, everything is working out nicely. Hence, that is the problem, that constantly to see the problem not directly, rather it aims you against the connection. If a person goes towards the connection, immediately the problem disappears. So constantly the difficulty is if you are not aimed correctly. Again, last sentence.
And every time they overcame, the questions of the Egyptians came along immediately. This is called hard work, that it was hard to come out of their dominion, because the Egyptians made their life bitter,
as it didn't allow them to connect.
About that, the Holy Ari says that maror equals death, mavet, in gematria. Meaning the fact that the Egyptians didn't want to let them go out of their rule, but they wanted to stay the way they are,
that is, in separation,
like the question of the villain, the wicked, meaning that they will remain as dead in their life, as the wicked are called dead in their life. It turns out that it's not just maror, but it is really the aspect of death. And the fact that they wanted that the children of Israel will remain as dead, it turns out that the matter of hard work, that they tasted the bitter taste, meaning the taste of death, when they worked for their own benefit, this is what says that maror is the aspect of death, and the dinim, the judgments, by which the klipot hold on. And as we know, there was a judgment that it is impossible to use the vessels of bestowal, of reception. And all the klipot want to receive in order to receive. And when a person is in the aspect of reception, he is hidden from spirituality. The matter of correction is that it's written that he needs to feel the taste of bitterness. And if he swallowed it, then he didn't meet his commitment, his obligation. Because by the grinding of the teeth, it is sweetened by the 32 teeth. We should interpret it this way. We know that the 32 teeth imply the 32 paths of chokhmah, of wisdom, meaning that precisely by ascending, which then a person is considered in a state of life and wisdom, then he has to chew on the maror to feel the taste of bitterness, because only during the ascent you can feel what is the maror, meaning the taste of the descent. And this is the advantage of the light that comes from the darkness, meaning that it is impossible to taste the true taste in life, of light, if one does not have the taste of death and darkness. So it turns out that the maror is sweetened by the ascent, that only by the descent, the darkness, he feels the taste of the light. So it turns out that the darkness has now been corrected. And this is the verse that says to sweeten it by continuing life.
Questions? Yeah?
If I'm in the group, and basically I do all that I'm asked to, what does it mean to ask for help from the friends?
The help could come only in the direction of connection. When everyone yearn to create such a form of connection that it will be as much as possible towards reciprocal bestowal in order to discover the Creator more and more and more. We connect this way and that way. The Egyptians help us. This is correct, this is incorrect, this is correct, this is incorrect, and they help us. They show us our errors, where we err in the correct, reciprocal correction, truly in bestowal. This is how they push us forward. This is what we say, that Pharaoh brought the people of Israel closer to our Father in the heavens. This is how we are constantly searching and searching and searching what is truly the quality of bestowal, the true quality of bestowal. And we are unable to find it, but here we have requests, pleads, cries in that scrutiny between us and the Creator until we arrange it. But we have to find it by ourselves. There is help from above. There is an illumination from above according to our effort. But it cannot be just like that for free, because otherwise you won't feel anything. It has to be as a result of your effort, your search, your request. Everything has to come first out of some movement, out of you, out of an awakening from below. Then when you connect with the others and you take on that form which is suitable for the first revelation, then it happens. Then you reach the redemption. And that is the process. So each time that between us we are searching, this is our work, searching for the next form of bestowal, the more advanced form, more and more, to find the Creator in a clearer form, a faster, more emphasized form. And His form is us, and the form of bestowal that we discover between us, that is the light. That is the light. Now we don't see it, we don't feel it, but later it sustains us. That is the light. And inside of that light, we discover the thought of creation and already qualities of the upper. This is how we build the infrastructure for His revelation. That infrastructure is called Shechina, divinity, and the form of bestowal with its task, its mission, is called the Creator. This is how the Creator clothes in the created being. The created being is the partsuf, that we've reached a connection between us, such its form. We build it. This is why it says, "You have made me." This is why it is called Creator, Bore, Bo-u-e, come and see.
So, where is my request for the friends to help me?
It is reciprocal. This is why it is called Arvut, mutual guarantee, that it is also included in that mutual influence. Everything is going in the same direction. What does it mean, Arvut? All in all, it is the mutual effort to attain the form of the Creator. More? Yeah, behind you.
What is the thing that most that prevents the person from getting out of Egypt the most?
He forgets that you attain spirituality through connection. That is the work of the Egyptians. If you are working by yourself, this is called that you're serving Pharaoh.
What characterizes one's desire to connect? How can he know where he is if he is really called one who wishes to connect?
He always examines himself towards the group. We have no other yardstick, only towards the group. You have nothing else to do. I mean, look, I don't get it. We were given broken desires, scattered desires that are in each and every one, because each one is included of everyone. And then we are in such a state where we don't realize what is happening. We have to understand how to organize the group in such a way that it will form a spiritual pursuit for us, and in it to find such a form so that the upper force, the Creator, will appear in that carrier. That is the work, and there's nothing more. 10 sefirot. 10 and not 9, 10 and not 11, no more, no less. The whole of creation is 10 sefirot. Where are we in that? Those that want to connect in between us and bestow Melgal, 10 and 9, the aspect of Israel. Where are the others? As the Achab that connect to us and help us. What kind of light do we... How do we grow? And also, we grow at the expense of the Achab, or the account of the Achab, with the help of the Achab. The greater the Achab is, we can be greater above it. And in such a way to also build of youth coarseness in Galgalten and Aim as well. And later we also work even with the true Achab.
So what does he mean here that he swallows this bitter herb? What does it mean?
That all of those qualities, thoughts, actions that show us the incorrect form, we digest them, we take them, we don't disregard them, and we build with them our partsuf. The form in which you discover the Creator is also built out of light and darkness. It cannot be any other way. Our perception in our vessels, because we are the created beings, we were made out of darkness, the will to receive. We need it as well as the light. However, you swallow up the bitter herbs, and by that you build that contrast that gives you the sensation, the perception of each and every aspect of the light, each and every discernment. Otherwise, the light has no form. So these discernments that we are now gathering, without them you cannot feel anything. When some new sensation comes to you, suddenly you start to understand more, to feel more, to see in a more transparent way through reality. That is out of the fact that earlier you were in darkness, with the inability to connect, to feel. You were confused. That's the only way to that in which it can be revealed. You don't realize now how much you have here, the black and the white, but specifically between the black and the white, that's where you perceive things.
This black and white that you mention, in the progress, in the work, could it be that the white is the ability to see yourself and the black is like the foreign alien body that works on you and desires you can't control?
No, you start accepting the black as the white, that without this or that, you don't exist. The will to receive truly gets the same importance as the light. Yes.
You said during the reading that it's very important to be correctly aimed at the work. Many times I see that I'm not properly aimed, that you aim me, but I'm not properly aimed.
Me too, even me.
Okay, yeah. So what's the solution? How do you aim yourself correctly?
But you discovered that you're not aimed correctly. That too is a revelation.
But we're always doing it together, and you're saying you have to aim yourself correctly again and again. And every time you're saying another sentence, and then you're saying we're not aimed correctly. By the way, I also have a constructive comment. When we sat in round tables, we always felt like you're picking up the bar to a height that we're not in. Was this intentional or what?
So that you will feel, well, not lost. No, not lost. No, that you're actually coming closer to the form of the Partsuf, that you can actually build it. No, I didn't mean for you. I never intend to lower you, to lower people. No, no way. How come? Rather, what did I, from today's workshop, what did I want to achieve? To bring you a sensation and the knowledge that in the connection between you, you are building the first partsuf to make it more concrete, more tangible. Why should we connect? It's not some sort of a side job. This is actually the work in which, inside of which, as a result of which, we receive the first spiritual kli in which we live, in which we discover the spiritual life, the life of the next dimension, that the whole of humanity has to rise to it.
So I want to go back again. I didn't ask it for no reason, because we're talking about the right intention. Even when we sit in such a workshop like we had before,
yeah.
What should the intention be if I feel so lost, and what should it be?
No. But in the workshop that you were sitting in, and it was, 45 minutes? Almost an hour? You were scrutinizing that your connection is bringing you to the spiritual partsuf. All in all, that is what I wanted you to, that you will leave that state, that you are in a partsuf. The partsuf is broken now. There was a partsuf in the world of Nikudim. We learned that, or even Adam Rishon, it was also a partsuf. It was broken. We need to start putting it together. Rosh, Toch, Sof, Tzimtzum, Restriction, Masach, O Chozer, etc., all of these things. Makif, Pnimiri, surrounding or internal, Tanta, when it switches from one state to another, the second state. I just wanted to make it more tangible. Why break you? No, the other way around. To actually show you that this process accumulates into a certain structure.
So what's the intention? How do I relate to the last questions that you asked were very, very...
To show you that everything starts and ends in a single partsuf, and you have to build it.
So what should be the intention? What should we think of?
How do we join, connect in order to become a parzuf?
Even though we don't understand anything?
What do you mean understand? You don't have to understand anything here.
So how do you, what should be the intention?
Apparently each one has to concede himself in order to be connected to the others, to dissolve in the others, to serve them. In such a way, you cleave to them until this adhesion in quality and quantity becomes a partzuf. The upper light in the meantime is working on you, shining according to your efforts, according to the bitterness that you feel, according to the essence that you feel, etc. What is so... I wanted to show you that indeed we are coming close to building the first partzuf. We are in the advanced stages, by the way. Yeah. Don't think that we don't yet understand anything. You won't understand anything. You'll be in even greater darkness until we get there. A frame before, you'll feel that there is nothing we can, that's it, we're going home. Yeah.
There is a possibility that in one of those stages of the workshop itself we'll actually feel hatred to each other, like a revelation.
Real hatred? For that you have to be in spirituality.
But is it possible that in such a workshop we'll feel such a hatred like Rabbi Shimon and his friends?
Let's hope so.
How long will it take?
How long? It depends on you, don't ask me.
Is there a chance it'll happen in the near future?
I think it can happen from one day to the next. I'm telling you seriously, this is what we have to, not just to believe that it will happen. I'm saying seriously, we are in advanced stages. I didn't give such questions, you know, just like that. There are many, you know, ways to build a workshop here, you know. It's not a problem. Rather, now it came out this way because the time has come for us to start connecting the wisdom of Kabbalah, which all in all is the wisdom of connection, how to connect correctly with the group, with dissemination, with the study. I think that I felt that there is room already for such a workshop.
Now, from what we study, it turns out that the connection is most accepted and desired, actually, in the will to receive.
Depends on what kind of connection.
The connection between us.
In my will to receive, I yearn to connect. Only if I profit from it. But if I'm going towards mutual bestowal, I don't quite feel that I need it.
Yes, but we say that this pleasure that comes from there is actually the biggest pleasure for the will to receive.
Yes, but it is a pleasure from bestowal, which doesn't quite, it's not quite clear to me. I don't feel that there's any pleasure in that. I can bestow to someone that I love, to my baby, maybe to a friend. But just like that? No, it's the other way around. There are the Egyptians between us, meaning desires that push us away from connection. That on so that on purpose we will come and overcome them, so that we will develop the inclination towards bestowal.
Yes, but the pleasure that comes afterwards, when the light appears from the connection, is actually the biggest pleasure for the will to receive. So this means that we long for connection in order to...
to enjoy bestow.
Exactly. So that's correct?
So this is called to bestow in order to receive.
So if the wisdom of Kabbalah is a science,
it is a science.
What's the formula?
It's a science out of connection, that's clear. The whole of nature is a certain connection between elements. The still, vegetative, animate, and speaking, and all of them together, it's in a single, connected, interconnected system. We are studying ourselves. We are learning about the highest degree in nature, how it is possible to reach connection. Then we learn nature from within, as though from the side of the Creator, the way that it is built, not from matter. You know, in science we talk about matter, we learn how the different particle elements are connected. In the wisdom of Kabbalah we come to it from the other side. How do the forces work in order to build that connection?
So what's the formula of these forces that finds this concept of connection.
From the set of the forces, their formula is Eparzuf or Havaya. Havaya is the main formula by which all of these forces connect and create a single connection.
As we know that in a formula there are different components, different variables.
Different elements. Well, Havaya includes everything. It's the four Bechinot with Keter above them, and there is everything, the direct light, reflected light, all the Oviyut, all the different order between the different parts. This is why it is called the main holy name. Meaning if all the parts of creation are organized in such a way, they form the shape of the Creator, complete whole form.
Can the will to receive accept this formula the way it is, or
the will to receive, following all the corrections, reaches that form when it is the collective general will to receive, when everyone joins, they join the name Havaya. It is called, and the name of the Lord will be upon you.
Now, does it mean that once the formula of connection exists, as you said, and there is the will to receive, does the will to receive accept it immediately, or this formula has to be planted in the will to receive? I'm trying to stay in the vocabulary of science.
We are broken. We have to gather ourselves together, collect and collect and collect, so that from us will emerge that form of Havaya. Yes, Terence.
Rav, sur le chemin, en fait, une personne reçoit de l'aide pour avancer.
On the path, a person receives help to advance. Does this help come from the Creator or from Pharaoh?
It's the same. This way or that way. I need to relate to both of these forces equally. It's not that one is preferable to the other. I have to be in the middle line. Pharaoh is helping me and the Creator is helping me, and it's not that I prefer one or the other, or that I run away from Pharaoh to the Creator. I'm running there to get help, but I have to respect Pharaoh and to see in him a force without which I will have no connection with the Creator. I have this animal, small animalistic will to receive. If Pharaoh won't strike me, and Pharaoh only gives spiritual strikes, blows, I won't run away to the Creator in order to receive help from him, in order to search there for protection. And again, Pharaoh gives me a strike, and again I need the Creator. If Pharaoh doesn't do anything, if there are no actions by Pharaoh, then I fall down into just animalistic existence, into corporeality. Therefore, it is impossible without Pharaoh. Without that, I don't want to advance in any direction. And it's the same with Haman and Mordechai. If Haman wouldn't appear, it says that the Creator wants to grow, make Mordechai greater, therefore he made Haman greater. You remember from the Esther scroll?
Je vois le parcours des étudiants ou même mon parcours. Je vois que depuis le moment où le Créateur révèle le point dans le cœur d'une personne jusqu'à ce qu'il entre dans le groupe, jusqu'à ce qu'il commence à travailler, je vois que non, c'était juste la chance.
When I see the process that students go through, I see that from the moment the Creator awakens their point in the heart until one is brought to the group, it's like he has some luck.
It's constantly luck. It's always a miracle. Every moment, everything is miracles.
No.
Well?
Comment est-ce qu'une personne peut utiliser Pharaon de façon consciente?
So how can a person consciously use Pharaoh?
L'ishtokek sheikra lo nes.
To long for a miracle to happen, that the Creator will help in each and every state. This lack, this longing, the passion for help from above must always be there, like when you want to eat something. You have a sense of something there that's kind of brewing, this kind of passion. So that needs to be towards the Creator all the time. Then you're set up.
Alexander from Krasnoyarsk is asking us, according to what indications can a person see that things coming closer to the exodus from Egypt?
What happens after Egypt? After Egypt, there's a connection at Mount Sinai, right? Meaning, despite the hatred, they're willing, they're understanding, they're wanting to connect, and that this is the best possible state to be in our Arvut, mutual guarantee, as one man in one heart. So why to come out of Egypt? To reach Mount Sinai. This is called working for the Creator, accepting the first condition of the work. Longing for that is called longing for exiting Egypt, the inclination to exit. Yes?
What blows does Pharaoh give a person?
He has everything. The entire evil inclination that appeared at the sin of the Tree of Knowledge is Pharaoh. Meaning, what's the evil inclination? If the light hasn't entered during the shattering into the will to receive, there would be no evil inclination. There would be just pure, regular inclination, plain inclination, still vegetative animate. How did the evil inclination appear? When the light touched the desire through the shattering, and then the entire spiritual force permeated the will to receive, which was only on an animate level, and all of a sudden it brought the will to receive to the speaking degree, to be similar to the Creator. Pharaoh is the anti-creator in the will to receive, in order to receive. Where does it, Potsuf, get built from? From the entrance of the light during the shattering into the desire. That builds the Pharaoh, so to speak. And then, if it now awakens us, it gives us gradually, it sort of cuts itself to many pieces, 125 degrees. And even before that, in Lo Lishma, giving us all the time opposite forms to the Creator. And then we need the Creator, we need the light that reforms, meaning the opposite form is given by Pharaoh, reforming it from the bad to good is what we ask of the Creator. That's the entire work. That's it, no more. You understand how important it is for us? The whole exile and the work on Pharaoh, when Jacob descends to Egypt, he blesses Pharaoh. You understand? To your question, when do I need, when do I hell, get help? You need Pharaoh. Otherwise, how will you take on your broken form?
So why do we long for the Creator instead of longing to Pharaoh?
Because to the extent that you long for the Creator, meaning through the group, the support, the mutual guarantee, or vut, and everything, all that you prepare for yourself as support, as the carrier for correction. The Pharaoh gives you a broken part each time so you can make the correction. You don't need to long for Pharaoh. Once you organize the supporters in the right shape, in the right form, the group, the teacher, the Creator, then the broken form appears.
So what does it mean that we build a partsuf?
What does it mean that you build a partsuf together? It's that you all want to be connected among you in pure bestowal, complete bestowal. This is called Patsuf, the part that can be in it from all of your desires, that connects in a reciprocal way. That's the Patsuf. The intentions from that Patsuf to become a vessel for the Creator, to bring Him contentment, that's called the Rosh of the Patsuf. When you begin to connect in a serious, true manner, you'll start feeling how to bring contentment to the Creator. You'll have the conditions set up for it.
How the unification of the nation is related to building a Patsuf?
First of all, we organize the small part, which is all of Israel, meaning all our friends all over the world, in all our groups all over the world, and here in Israel. When we long for unity among us, for connection, we thus build the Partzuf. Now, our Partzuf is small. It's made up from Galgal Ta'anayim. But in order to bring the Galgal Ta'anayim even to the magnitude or the intensity of Galgal Ta'anayim, we also need to have the Achap. Because Galgal Ta'anayim also has the root 1, 2, 3, 4 levels in the light of Chassadim, in our reciprocal work. So we also organize external dissemination. And that means that the nations of the world carry the children of Israel to build the temple in Jerusalem. And in that manner, we rise to the level of the temple. But when we begin building the temple in this construction, when they carry us, they enter it and integrate in this whole structure, the complete Partzuf of Ten Sefirot, the Malchut of Ein Sof.
So without the nation, without the people, we can't build a Partzuf.
Without the nation and without the world. But without the nation, for sure. In the nation, you also have the copy, we are like Galgal Ta'anayim, and the nation is like the Achap. That's why we go out to disseminate, because we have no choice. If we won't disseminate, we won't grow. We ourselves won't grow. Not on the account of them joining here, but by serving them, we will grow as Galgal Ta'anayim towards the upper one.
What do the people get as a result of our dissemination?
What comes out for the nation out of our dissemination depends on in what way they connect to us. If they connect as supporters, they win surrounding lights. And a bit more, actually, because it depends on how much they're connected to us. Could be even something internal. There's certainly a powerful feeling of confidence, of security. For the light, there's no difference of Chochmah or Chassadim. It's only in the receivers. But when they nullify themselves and connect to us, this is called sacred still, meaning they begin to be worthy of the feeling, the spiritual force in them. Last one, yeah.
So besides getting to a point where they agree with us, should we do anything else besides that, beyond that, besides making them reach identification and agreement with us?
We have to educate them. We have to not just come to them once and that's it, and they already understand that we are doing something and they become supporters, friends or something. No, we need to systematically cause them a process of education. And that's how we grow. Wait, yes. To your left. Ah, sorry, to your right.
The more I succeed in dissemination, I find myself kind of pulled into this thing every moment. It really starts scaring me.
Why?
It's though it's, I'm being taken over by Amalek or...
Why Amalek?
I don't know. I feel that each and every moment it engulfs me and I have this desire to keep doing it really every moment. And it creates in me a kind of fear.
Not fear, because to the extent that you expand in widths or sideways, you get connection with the upper one. It's natural. You think the spiritual path has to be difficult? Why can't it be like some pleasurable, fast, easy path? This is what's written, that there's a hard and long, difficult path, and there is an easy, short, and fast path.
So what scares me is the pleasure that I get out of it. When I succeed, it creates this fear in me, anxiety.
You awaken the light that reforms, and don't worry, all the inclinations of why you're doing it and what for, what purpose, that'll change. It'll change by the light. You'll start taking on other values. Keep going. We don't have more than this to hasten and ease the path for us. Shorten the times. Yes.
Friends from Yokneam are asking, what does Rav recommend us to hold in our thought today so that it will help us in all the actions that are before us?
How do we build the first spiritual potsuf? In your mind, in your emotion, in the connection with the group, based on also what we remember from the structure of the Partsuf, how do we build such a structure among us? This is the summary of all our efforts. That's where it's expressed.
The question about the Partsuf, the connection between us is like the Knesset Israel, the Assembly of Israel, which is Malchut, right?
Well,
so where, you know, you talked about Galgalten and Naim and the Ahab, if the connection between us is the corrected Malchut, then where do all the come from?
From the Zeranpin. Malchut is dressed on to the Znehi of Zeranpin. That's where it receives the first 9 Sefirot.
We talked about Zivug de Hakah, coupling for striking, and we learned that this is the Zivug of Yesodot.
No.
Can we say that?
I don't know.
So what is Zivug de Hakah?
Coupling of striking, Zivug de Hakah, is a coupling with the upper light. The desire and the light are opposite in their nature, and that's why they're beating each other, striking each other. That's it. Now, after the striking, there's a calculation.
So what is the issue of the zivug, the coupling? How does the condition of zivug, coupling, take
after
place?
After the striking. After I don't want to receive for myself, I keep this present in front of me, ahead of me, and then I make a calculation of how can I receive it in order to bring contentment to the one who gives it to me.
And this gift, how do I receive it? Through what?
In my vessels of reception, but in order to bestow. Meaning I first wrap myself with the light of chassadim that covers the paltzuf, and then gradually, bit by bit, nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida, I receive the gift, and then it's accepted in order to bestow. I don't do it for myself, that's the restriction, tzimtzum, only for the sake of the host, that's the calculation in the rosh, and then it spreads in the guf.
So what is this masach, this screen over which we make the zivug? If I receive for myself, then...
No. First of all, what reception to self? I push everything away from self-reception, and then I make a calculation of how much can I receive in order to bestow. And accordingly, I receive, and I enjoy. I enjoy resisting, restricting, and not receiving, because I'm no longer opposite to the host. Then, how much can I resemble the host in receiving for the sake of his pleasure?
So who's doing this? I mean, there are two actions here, rejection and also some calculation of how much I can receive.
And reception.
Following the calculation. So who does both the rejection and also this calculation? How much can I receive in order to bestow and not to receive for myself?
The Masach of the Pe of the Rosh. Yes, America. What's his name?
Aaron.
Okay. Not Aaron, but Aaron. Okay.
Why do they talk about it as though this path is though it's something easy? I didn't see anything easy so far. I mean,
I don't know if it's difficult or easy. I stand in front of the path and it's ahead of me and I have nowhere to run. You understand? I know this is the only thing in front of me. I can go to work and have kids and have a family and other things and so forth. It's like carrying some heavy bags on my donkey. Okay, that's what I do. I have no choice. That's how I was told that I have to set myself up. But with these bags, I have to go towards something. So I'm like a donkey, you know. I look ahead, I close my, narrow my field of view, and that's what I have in front of me, and that's it. The more you connect with the group, and the more you shine on the path, then a person sees that this is it. This is where I aimed at. That's it. It's not worthwhile for me to spread myself in different directions and then go back, and I'm just preventing myself, delaying myself.
But why do they speak of connection as though it's something we can actually understand? They know that we don't know what connection is.
You will start making efforts, and you'll see from examples of the friends and the light that shines on you, you'll see how is the right way to connect. And you can see that in new friends, old friends, veteran or beginners, doesn't matter. The Creator will open your eyes to see all the forms you need to see. The group is what you see. You're not seeing its true form. I'm telling you, there's a group here that is directed and connected all the way up to infinity and Sof, but one judges through his own flaws. Therefore, if you make an effort, you'll see everything you need through your effort. And accordingly, you'll get assistance. Don't think they're too small or something, too little. You'll get all that help through the same group. You're not seeing the group in the right way.
Okay. Why can't they write it in our language? You have to do one, then two, then they write it in a way that
I can tell you 1, 2, 3 if you want. How many times we said it already? Make an effort to connect within the group to the extent that you are integrated there, assimilated. There's no you, integrated. To that extent, you'll advance one thing. That's it, no more. How does Baal HaSulam write? In love of friends, you can, how does he write? Compensate for all your lacks. That's it. So, what, should I tell it to you in American? That's it, no more.
All of these things in the books, before you feel it, you don't know what it is.
Right.
Even what you're saying now.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that I can understand now or do now.
There is. There is. Connecting. That's how it is. We have no other form of practical work in our state but connection. And for connection, you need to accept all the conditions that you're given. If you want that, please, the path is ahead of you. If you don't want to connect, You're free, do whatever you want. That's the only way to measure the person. That's the only free choice the person has. Could take maybe 20 years for a person to get it. So, 10 or 20 years, so what? What's the problem? But still, he has to understand and accept and actualize it. So, you'll come back and continue, maybe another life cycle and another one. What's the problem? What can we do? We're in a process. Okay, friends, we are advancing to a conclusion. We also have a certain order for the evening, right? Schedule. Any announcements?
A few final announcements. The Worldwide Kabbalah Congress in France on the 9th to 11th of May. We're inviting all of our friends to a convention of connection in France.
I'm inviting all our friends around Europe, all the European groups. Please come. It'll be our convention for you. It'll be a special convention that we didn't have any convention like it before, and it's not like in other places. If you make a calculation of maybe coming here or to Russia or to another place, no, this will be a special convention. Please come.
In the program we have lessons, cultural evenings, meals, and of course shared workshops with Rav Lightman. So Friday to Sunday, Business Village in the outskirts of Paris. For details and registration, eurocongress.info. An international educational convention in Tallinn, Estonia, building a future together. On the 1st to the 3rd of May, we invite our friends from the European Clue to an international education convention in Tallinn. In the program will be training, round tables, and a great dissemination activity in that place. Thursday to Saturday, Geneda Hotel in Tallinn, Estonia. For details, Kabbalah Group. With this, we conclude. Thanks and have a great day.
L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'union des amis. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union.
Tous pour un, un pour tous, tous pour un. arrivons.